It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. History tells us that the extraction economy is boom or bust. Just a few years ago, frac sand mining in Wisconsin was booming. Now, a northern Wisconsin frac sand company may be filing for bankruptcy. So, does that mean the boom is over? We'll hear from WPR reporter Rich Kramer from our Eau Claire Bureau, who's been covering the frac sand industry for years. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, John.
Tell us a bit about Emerge Energy, how significant this company is in the Wisconsin frac sand market, and what kind of economic impact it's had.
Well, Emerge Energy is one of what I would call the bigger players in Wisconsin. You've got mines all across the state. Most of them are in the western portion, kind of between concentrated in like Trempealeau counties, Chippewa counties, Barron counties. That's kind of been the hot spot since the 2010 timeframe. And Superior Silica came in. They've got a number of mines and a pretty large processing facility. They made some major investments. We're talking about plants. One of their facilities in the town of Clinton in Barron County is, it's on the order of $60, $70 million. It's a big facility enclosed under a roof. Just a massive, massive building. So they've been quite visible. They entered into some partnerships with Canadian National Rail Line. I mean, they've been making news for a while. So each of their mines, you know, at the peak, they were saying that each of the mines could hire around 30 people. So it's a fair number of employees that work there.
So what's happening that it now appears that Emerge Energy might have to file for bankruptcy? What if is the frac sand business in Wisconsin diminishing?
Well, it's been kind of in decline since 2015. I would say that 2014 was kind of the high watermark for sand companies in Wisconsin. And there's a couple of reasons that it's changed. First of all, oil prices per barrel at around 2014 were over $100 per barrel, and that is quite high compared to what we're looking at now. I think now we're in the $60 to maybe $70 range, and that's significant because sand from Wisconsin, while it might be pretty cheap to get out of the ground, it has to be shipped to the oil fields that are producing right now, and for the last few years, the Permian Basin, which is in West Texas, has been the hotspot in the nation. So, and what's been happening in Texas is a lot of companies said, well, to heck with shipping the sand across the country, we'll just start building sand mines in the dunes near these oil fields. And the companies have found that sand works pretty well. And in fact, it works just fine. So they can get that sand out of the ground and to the oil wells cheaper than it costs just to ship it from Wisconsin. So even though Wisconsin sand is considered higher quality, it's just too expensive to ship.
So ongoing oversupply issues in Wisconsin sand, how much of an impact is this going to have on the frac sand industry? How many companies are likely to close up, or how many mines are likely to close up because of this?
Well, this is what surprised me. I mean, I've been hearing from different analysts and different companies that, well, the industry, the market is shifting. You know, there's more of this, what they call in-basin sand happening in Texas. So that has kind of squeezed out Wisconsin sand from some of the busiest parts of the nation. And so it was kind of predicted that this was going to cause impacts. And I just kept hearing that, well, maybe. Now the number has jumped. I've heard a couple people say that they expect that half of the mines in Wisconsin would have to close, either temporarily, some permanently. But one of my real trusted frac sand industry analysts says that up to 75% of the mines might have to close because there's just a major oversupply. They told me that the sand mines in Texas are now capable of producing over 100 million tons of sand per year. And to put that in context, the anticipated entire demand for the entire country is just maybe 120, 130 million tons. So that sand in Texas is really displacing what they call northern white from Wisconsin.
Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio based in Eau Claire. We're talking about the nationwide oversupply of frac sand. Texas isn't the only place it's being used. Wasn't a lot of Wisconsin frac sand going to North Dakota at one point?
That is true, but what I'm hearing from analysts also is that while there is oil activity going on in North Dakota, I'm hearing that it's not anywhere near in scale to what's going on in Texas. Also, what I heard, and I don't want to get into too much jargon here, but the analysts tell me that North Dakota has what are considered tier two oil wells. And it just costs more money to get the oil out. The wells don't last as long. They kind of, it's just the reserves are not as plentiful as they are in Texas. So it's too capital intensive to operate there. And when times are good, when oil is well over $100 a barrel, it doesn't matter. That's the thing. So that's what we saw in 2014.
But so unless tighter, oil prices spike again, it looks like the sand industry in Wisconsin is kind of in a downward spiral here.
Yeah, and it has been for some years now. But things seem to be like the big maybe was, well, maybe oil prices will increase and maybe this sand supply will kind of balance itself out. And what I'm hearing now is that people in the sand market or people in the oil drilling industry kind of expect that the local sand from Texas and other places is probably a permanent thing. And it's good enough. So now it sounds like some companies are starting to consider just reclaiming their mines.
So what does that mean? When the mines shut down, what happens?
All right. So state law dictates that when you shut down a mine, you basically have to fill in the hole. You have to recontour the land to certain specifications. And then you have to, when they first open a mine, they strip all the vegetation and the topsoil off and kind of put it in a pile off to the side. So when you recontour that land, you have to take that topsoil and spread it back over the land, and then you have to reseed it. You got to make it either agricultural use, prairie, or forest. So that's all spelled out, but the question is how it is paid for. These projects are not cheap, and also we don't have, I mean, there's one sand mine company, Badger Mining, that's been in Wisconsin for over 100 years, so they've got some reclaimed mines to give as an example, but a lot of these companies have never done this. A lot of these companies were kind of created to respond to the market of the 2010 to 2014 period.
And what happens if they declare bankruptcy and walk away? I mean, what's our option here? We've only got about 30 seconds left.
Sure. All right. So counties and have been demanding bonds. Basically, you set aside money to pay for this, but what I'm hearing from analysts also is that there's a chance that these bonds are backed up with the company's own assets. So if the company goes out of business, there's a chance that they might not be able to live up to that. But a lot of bonds are cash bonds, so it shouldn't matter. But it's just going to be a big, big question.
Rich, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio based in Eau Claire. He's also host of The West Side. Coming up next, 10 years after America's Great Recessions, wages are on the rise, but for everybody, we'll find out. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's The Morning Show.